You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is on the phone line from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Tell me about the weather forecast as we bring the corn crop into maturity.
Well, we are going to have a little bit of moisture to deal with yet over the coming week. More rain and thunderstorms for some areas that certainly don't need any more moisture. I think everybody in the Midwest will actually get rain at one time or another between now and, oh, let's say, the first part of next week. But we do have a couple of drier air masses that are slated to move across the region. The first one is going to occur here as we get into the weekend. A nice little shot of cooler air coming up. We're not expecting it to have any kind of a negative connotation on any of the crops in the Midwest, but over the weekend we will see this cooler mass coming along. In fact, it'll already be in the western corn belt on Friday afternoon. We'll look for the high temperatures at that point in the western corn belt, probably no warmer than about 60s and lower 70s. That would be from Nebraska to Minnesota and Wisconsin. Now, the rest of the Midwest will likely still be very warm through Friday, but on Saturday and Sunday, temperatures will cool off into mostly 70s across a big part of the region, and our low temperatures at night will be mostly 50s. We'll look for upper 40s in the far northwest and a couple of lower 60s in the far south. And, of course, the big noise in the marketplace today is the much colder air mass that's being advertised for next week across Canada and the northern U.S. plains. And the last couple of computer forecast model runs have been trying to force a lot of this cold air into the northwest half of the Corn Belt. And I think it's all rather overdone, to be honest with you. But if it were to verify, there would be frost and freezes in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt most easily. About a week from now, it would be more likely the end of next week, actually. But this is too far out in time. And I hope that the marketplace recognizes that. But in the meantime, there's going to be a lot of worry out there over the weather coming up for late next week.
If you look around the rest of the globe, what do you see?
Well, I'm looking at Australia. Had a little bit of frost this morning in some of their wheat, barley, and canola production region. And that may have caused a little bit of damage to some of the crops there. It was not quite cold enough to cause serious crop damage, but there may have been some injury done to some of the crops there. The other issue in Australia is that they are reproducing in Queensland and northern New South Wales, which is kind of the northeastern part of their winter crop region, and it's rather dry. They need moisture in order to support the best yield potentials, and there's not a lot of that in the pipeline for right now. Outside of that, you know, China still looks very good. India looks better than usual. The monsoon's not going to withdraw as quickly as it should, and that means all those crops that were planted in about 4 or 5 weeks later than normal will actually have an opportunity to capitalize on the late season rains, and they may yield better than expected.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today, Drew.
You bet. Have a good day.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Be sure to visit our website. You can hear Drew again at willag.org and find all the places I'll be in the next week. We start tonight in Watsika, tomorrow in Mahomet, Friday at West Lafayette at the Back Agricultural Center for Agronomy Day, Monday I'll be in someplace I don't remember, on Wednesday to Topless, and on Thursday down in Mount Vernon. Have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.